wait. Say that again.
Like, ask me what I did this weekend.
Okay, so John, what did you do this weekend?
Well, we went to Giant Eagle. They had a big sale on Brussels sprouts.
All right.
Hacking the mainframe.
I'm almost in. I'm almost there.
Isn't it fun whenever, like, in movies, people hack into stuff, they just type, but they never use the mouse, and it would probably mostly be mouse.
No, I don't think so, because
I think
like
a
coding.
Lot of it would be
Aren't
mouse.
Aren't they coding?
I think so, but a lot of it would be mouse.
Okay. Okay, so this is, did you see anything that I posted on Facebook yesterday?
I didn't click any of it. I read your stuff about it, and that's it.
So this is my last favorite one. This music video was in production for 3 years. Pack my bags. And is extremely elaborate. Cause this is getting old. Were we arranging the same old song? You think I'm changing and it won't be long. Before See, like, she keeps, like, being like, is this almost over?
Okay. I need some money and some food to eat.
Pack my bags. Oh, wait, I didn't notice that. Clear is like, some money and some food to eat. She's like, okay, is this right? Should I be doing it this way?
Just more
like this? She's looking over and like, is this, are we almost done? Is this good? Like this? You want to do it like this? Pack my bags. Cause this is getting old. There's a bike for some reason. These new changes can make me. And then Cleopatra disappears. Here's the part with the guitar. See, like the guitar part. Everything starts to disappear because of the shitty green screen. But every music video on here starts like this.
Hi there, misfit Phil Thomas Cat here.
And the equally misfit Jim Bolden.
Using my adjective too, aren't
you? Yeah, might as well, because I haven't come up with anything better. Yeah, or anything that we could probably pull, on a family show. So.
Well, you know, I have a music video that I've been working on this thing for, well, about 2 hours a week for about 3 years.
Have you really?
Yeah, Michael McCartan, you know Michael.
I do know Mike. Mike is a good guy.
He comes over and we edit this thing in the middle and move just the little pebbles till we get to the mountain. But by now it's happened. We finished this thing and there's a lot of stuff in this. This is really elaborate.
Yeah, I cannot really wait to see it. I have not seen
this
it yet.
This is really elaborate.
This is really
and they're
elaborate.
Matching. They're wearing the same outfit.
He's wearing a turtleneck, though, bags. To hide the scar from when he's trying to hang himself.
They're both misfits. We're going live, dude. Oh, my God. Pack your bags.
That's this.
Use Love It like you should.
Well, actually, before I started playing with Downtown Brown, I used to watch their videos on YouTube, and I... She was a girl. What she do that night would make her father scream. She didn't know just what it do.
And all the funky stuff it would put him through, yeah. This band is better.
Okay, they're totally not playing, though. I'm pretty sure he's not playing.
I think he's playing. I mean, he might not be playing, but he's... They don't play in music videos. When he dropped her off at the
mall around to I got a boot in my boot. I got a boot in my boot? What does that mean?
I don't know what that is. I like that one.
That song was better.
Yeah.
Pack my bags.
But like that video matched the song better. Like the other video would the video wasn't good, the song wasn't good. That had a couple things going for it.
Yeah, okay.
And what is the band that... Does that have a band?
Downtown Brown.
Oh, Downtown Brown.
Downtown Brown. The old Hershey Highway.
The anxious Phil Thomas Cat here.
And why wouldn't he be? There's something in the Gulf.
I hope you're kidding.
I am. I hope I'm kidding.
Well, there wasn't when we recorded and made this music video. In fact,
This was actually shot in Tropical Storm Isadora. Now, there's scenes from other hurricanes, too, because you remember in the old days, I used to run around and film hurricanes. I was a storm chaser.
A storm
chaser. Till Ivan.
Till Ivan chased him back to his house.
And I won't leave the yard now.
Tail between his legs, tree on his car.
Anyway, we have a great music video that
Putin is boot.
Those wonderful times.
Here's Ken Manning on UZTV.
Hurry. There's a hurricane.
There's a hurricane.
Let's get on this.
Like, do our thing?
Let's get on UZTV.
I was just gonna skip ahead.
I mean, it's just recorded over those cheap ass pianos.
Hurry, 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 there's a hurricane. Whipping up and heading for the shore. Listen up and hear the mighty hurricane. Coming with a rumble and a roar. Winds are howling, trees are swaying, twisters prowling, people praying. Hurry, 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 there's a hurricane.
The song would be good if it turned dark. Bodies being ripped apart and families slain. That'd be great.
There goes a house down the river now.
From the hurricane, batten down the hatches when we go. Lives are topsy-turvy in a hurricane. Gee, the traffic's moving mighty slow.
That could just be a flirt.
Aaron, Hugo, Annie, Opal, Bertha.
Why? Okay, could they not buy cards bigger than index cards? I also like that his sunglasses are the flip kind that snap on.
Well, that's when the serious business goes on, you flip it down.
So people walk in.
Even drowning out the radio. Passing stranger, friend or lover. Feel the danger, run for cover. Awesome is the power of a hurricane.
A little toy boat.
So hurry, 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 there's a hurricane.
It'd be nice if just lightning struck somewhere. Okay, one more because Jesus Christ is coming.
Jim Blackhorn.
The morally sound Phil Thomas cat here. And the music video I'm going to play for you next is a gospel tune by a singer-songwriter from the area that's been doing everything but that for years. Now, this music video also co-stars some of Jim's friends. And Tommy Robinette.
Jim's friends.
Plays Satan.
Ooh. Did not think it would sound like this.
Yeah, did not expect it. This is... it's just filmed in front of green screens.
Mm-hmm. Because then you can be wherever you want.
Yeah, and then they just move the camera and be like, what? Nope. They're in the sky with the cross. Let's get back to some lyrics. Nope.
There's no need to worry when trouble comes to you. Just reach your hands up to the sky and he'll come shining through. And don't worry. Jesus Christ is coming.
Coming.
Yeah. Unless you be a sinner.
The devil may have power, but
oh, I'm so sorry, I dropped that.
Oh, the devil doesn't want to be a jerk, man. Sorry.
Can't get through. Don't worry, cause Jesus coming through.
No, he's not coming through. He's coming.
He's just coming.
It's actually just a song about Jesus turning
off. Coming.
That's what the rain actually is.
Let him take all the pain away from you. Let him show what the Holy Ghost can do.
Make sure you wear your sunglasses.
Yes, Jesus Christ is coming.
Ooh.
That's...
Jesus Christ is coming.
Where's the breakdown? I want something different. When's the girl gonna sing or something?
I don't think she does.
This is a breakdown. Was a breakdown there? Oh, and then he just hits it. Like, this is where they just get funky with it.
You never have to worry when the devil comes at you. Just look him straight up in the eye. Proclaim the holy truth. No worry. To Jesus Christ.
Wait, it's a tribute to him?
Who is that person?
Mm-hmm.
These had a bunch of them that I was watching last night. This is one of the ones I posted.
Badass.
he's like a real life Napoleon Dynamite.
That's what I thought he was doing. Yeah, I thought it was a Napoleon Dynamite guy. That's actually pretty dope. Like, that was a good song too. That sounded like kind of like Deep Purple or something. Cause Jesus Christ is coming, and he's coming for you. I could write so much better songs these people. My goal is to get on that video.
Let's make this happen. Okay.
You should cut the Jesus Christ is coming, and then anytime a religious thing comes up, play that.
Jesus Christ is coming. Are we gonna have any religious stuff in here?
Yeah. Anytime, just like we say, like.
No, but I mean, is that gonna come up in this episode? Should I do it now?
It probably won't. Okay. But you never know. That's why the soundboard is so, you know, underutilized, because we never know.
Yeah, I gotta build up our soundboard for this.
Soundboard.
Oh my God! Alright.
Welcome.
Hey everyone. No, wait, we gotta do the...
Here's the beginning of the show!
This is the song we would do.
Cause Jesus Christ coming.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Let's try that again.
Here's the beginning of the show!
Cause Jesus Christ is coming.
We got a documentary for you.
Welcome everyone to the documentary show. I am Keith Bodilla.
And I'm John Oldfield.
If you wanna follow us,
who doesn't?
Well, I mean, you know, I get followed all the time.
Yeah.
Men in Black, FBI. You know. Because we were both questioned by the FBI that one time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That did happen for real.
Yeah.
I was like, where do I go?
I mean, not about anything, but just about a dude.
About a dude.
And he was just like, no, I used to work at the place that they both work at. And the guy was like, do you know him? Nah, man.
Nah, he seems nice.
I don't know who he was. Okay. Do you know anybody else that might know him?
Yeah, dude. I did bad at the FBI questioning. I gave up a bunch of other names that were unrelated.
Yeah, you gave him my name.
Well, he was like, you still work there? And I was like, nah, but I know the dude that works there. He's cool.
Yeah, you're like, he's totally cool. So he showed up and he was just like, hey, I talked to a John, and then he like checked his notes and he was like, Oldfield, do you know him? And I was like, no, yeah, I know him. We do a podcast together. You should listen. You like documentaries?
But you can follow us at Instagram, Documentary Show.
Yeah. Facebook.com/TheDocumentaryShow, Twitter at DocShowPod, Instagram DocShowPod, and if you want to send us an email, it's DocShowPod@gmail.com or Gmail.
You know what? We should get so big and popular that we get a post office box and fans send us stuff.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
I think we have to get popular.
Okay. You know what I think people should do, though, is go on iTunes and leave us a review.
Five stars,
and even if you didn't like the movies that we talked about.
No.
Because that one guy did not like it.
And we still only have the one review, I'm sure.
I think so.
Ah, that sucks. Come on, guys, get in there. We're going to read these reviews, no matter how weird they get.
Yeah, yeah. You could be like, I like Turtles. Listening to you guys while I'm in the bathtub. Love Mark. And I'm like, well, that's weird, but okay.
Yeah. Because Mark could be a girl.
No, Mark's a dude. Mark's a big dude.
Mark's big.
A big dude with tattoos that listens to us in the bathtub.
Holy shit!
So, do those things for sure.
Yeah.
All right. How do we start the show?
We're talking documentaries here, folks.
Yeah. Okay, so we got two.
We're talking Keith's documentary first.
Mine is called Wordplay.
2006,
by Patrick Creedon. That name sounded familiar to me. Looked it up. He did All Work, All Play that we talked about.
The video game one?
24, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that. This was like the first documentary he did.
That's interesting.
But he did that one. Another comeback guy. So let's find the trailer here. But it's about New York Times crossword puzzle. Features the editor Will Shortz.
I would say it's almost even more. It's not about Will Shortz, but it's not like a following the New York Times crossword puzzle, because there's also like another chapter of this like crossword puzzle content. Like,
yeah, it's kind of competition. It kind of follows like what the New York Times crossword puzzle turned into.
Yeah,
I have to adjust my seat here. I'm like, I gotta get comfortable here.
I tried to test the limits of how far back the seat goes, so I don't get surprised by it. But I will.
Okay. Yeah, you will. You always do. All right, here's the trailer. Maybe.
Is everyone ready?
Black Halloween animal, three letters.
Cocktail with an olive, seven letters.
Main arteries, six letters.
Main arteries? How can that not be aortas? How can it not?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
My name's Will Shortz. I'm the crossword editor for the New York Times.
Welcome to the 28th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
This summer, IFC Films and the Weinstein Company take you word by word.
I've always been intrigued by the letter Q.
Through the national phenomenon that has 50 million Americans.
Half the time I do these things to see what people are thinking about.
Thinking inside the box.
I am a Times puzzle fan. I will solve USA Today, but I don't feel good about myself.
Wordplay. It's very clever.
This is the puzzle that's going to rip your heart out.
Okay, so
I forgot what I was being all dramatic about while we were watching that. Is I wanted to get the New York Times. I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it like today and time myself. I forgot.
Oh, I mean, I have it on my phone. I started it, but we can see if we can solve it.
Because I think I'm good at it.
Because
my mom used to do this. My mom used to do crosswords.
So I actually, like, I pay whatever to get, like, the year subscription to the New York Times crossword puzzle app.
Wow.
And most days I do it. I'm solid on Mondays.
And is this a new thing, or is this a forever thing?
What do you mean?
Like, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing crossword puzzles for a while. I started doing, like, the ones in, like, the college paper. Like, I'd sit in class and work on the crossword puzzles.
Okay.
The New York Times one is, like, probably within, like, the last 4 to 6 months.
Okay, that's cool.
So that's why I actually picked this, because I was thinking about it. So there's two ones that I can do. I can do, like, a mini, or I can do the actual, like, one. So I'm real good at Mondays.
Right, and I didn't know there were degrees.
Oh yeah, they get harder as the day goes,
as the week.
So, and then the funny thing that I found out recently is that everybody thinks Sundays is the hardest.
Saturday
is the hardest. Sunday is actually a Thursday difficulty.
I did not know that.
But it's just bigger.
Mm.
I
like their I that was a there were a lot of facts, like a little like little nuggets, like trivia. I mean, crosswords are made of trivial knowledge.
Yeah.
And there were little trivia nuggets throughout this documentary that I liked a lot. That one of them being that the crossword puzzle gets more difficult. I didn't know that. That was cool.
So Mondays I'm getting better at Tuesdays, although this one I'm a little
dude, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. I got some of this. One across fellows, five letters. Fourth letter, I believe, is a P.
Chaps.
I think you might be right. Let's try it. Oh, I spelled it wrong, though.
Wait, that's only four letters.
No, chaps, with an S.
Yeah, is that five letters? Yeah, five letters.
Five letters, okay.
Dude, I'm great at this.
Mystic in a turban, five letters. Genie?
Could be a... five letters?
Five letters?
Oh, yeah.
Genie?
Yeah, I think so.
Fixer at a horse race, three letters, ends in T, I think.
Like fixer meaning like someone that cheats?
I don't know, because it could be wordplay.
Right.
That's what we should do. when we say the name of the show, it could be wordplay.
You need to get the Pee Wee Herman thing.
He said the name of the thing in the thing. I don't know. Right, let's move on. Leader in a turban, five letters.
Not a shaman. What's that thing that they like the Ayatollah?
I don't think it's that.
But you know what I'm saying. Those guys.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
One of those type of dudes.
Less risque, five letters.
Keith, this is harder than clean. I thought.
No, clean wouldn't work. Cause let's try six down with the G. Green Party honoree, briefly.
Keith, this is breaking my heart. I thought I'd be better at this.
Fijian born golf Hall of Famer.
No.
Okay.
No. No. Give me like a four letter word.
Family ties, mom? Parts of barrios.
Houses.
Alley sounds? Five letters, starts with M, I think.
Meow.
Meows.
Is that can't be true? Like alley cat?
Meows might work. All right, I got that one.
But it was alley sounds. So, like, if the clue has an S in it, it's usually like a plural answer. Yeah. Or if it has an abbreviated yeah. answer.
Shroud of blank.
Turin.
How do you spell that?
T-U-R-I-N.
R-I-N?
I believe so.
Okay. All right, this is not good podcast.
No, so. I just wanted to do it. I didn't want to do it on the podcast. I just wanted to do it to see like what a crossword puzzle feels like.
It feels apparently good. Hard. It feels good when you get it though. When you're just like, and sometimes you gotta walk away, and then you come back to it.
Stew on it.
But this one keeps track of my times.
Oh, but is it just track playing time or like?
It just tracks playing time. Like, so if I have to put it down,
that's interesting.
Let me see if it's, does it keep my,
like what's your Monday time? Like, you know,
okay. My average time is this Tuesday that it's doing it? Okay. My average time for a Monday one is 20 minutes and 56 seconds. My best time is 11 minutes, 11 seconds.
That's awesome, man.
For Tuesday, my best time is 11:49.
How much is this app?
I don't know.
Like, is it like a subscription? Like,
yeah, it was like
Times?
A subscription. I feel like it's like $4. More than I should pay. I should pay for it, but I don't care. Best time on a Wednesday was 15:38.
That's cool, man.
So, but yeah, no, it's become a thing that I'm into.
Yeah, I like that's an awesome thing.
So the documentary follows, it talks about like kind of the history of like the New York Times crossword puzzle. Mm-hmm. It talks about Will Shortz and kind of like how you make a crossword puzzle, which I thought like you thought solving it would be like super easy. I thought making one would be easy because I tried to see if I could like make one that would be like show themed and do like a small one for like you to do on the show.
It's more
really
difficult
too.
There are some crossword making like websites and stuff you can plug stuff into.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, because I remember in like middle school or something there was assignments to make a crossword puzzle and you had to like use vocabulary words or something. But what it turns out is it gives you a lot of black squares to the amount of white squares, where the actual puzzle should only be about a sixth black squares.
Yeah. And that was a rule that we found out was like made by this Margaret Farrer.
She's the first lady of crossword puzzles.
Yeah, well, she started doing like I guess because she was like a lady. Yeah. And they were like,
you don't know news.
Yeah, you can't do news, so do this crossword thing. And she was like, all right. And then like 1/6 can be blocked off. The idea of the symmetry
was another wild fact for me.
Having them all interlocked, nothing like separate.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunday morning breakfast test, so you couldn't have like rectum
urine and
and no two letter words.
Right,
no two letter words.
But these were all things that she came up with that we still follow today.
Yeah.
But the symmetry was neat to me. I'd never
thought. You never noticed that?
I can't say that I really have done crossword puzzles other than sitting next to my mom, like, way, way, way back.
Mom, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm doing a crossword puzzle. Can I do it? No.
But my mom was, like, good at crossword puzzles because I was, like, there's names, like, there's words that come up a lot. Like, if you do crossword puzzles you'll see things that come up a lot. And I, like, never caught on to that because I didn't do it enough.
But... Asp is one.
Okay.
The snake. I've seen a few times the race from the Time Machine book. Mm. Like the Inu or whatever.
The Iditarod.
Any or whatever. And then, yeah, there's like, there's other ones that pop up.
Just because they need to use vowels and things in certain places.
Like, yeah, just with like the way it comes out. They're just like, well, this world will get me out of a jam real quick.
Well, that's what that guy when what was his name?
I didn't write that one down.
Merle. His last name was Merle, I think.
Merle Haggard?
No.
Okay.
He was doing, making the crossword puzzle, the wordplay crossword puzzle. Wordplay!
I gotta move this closer so I can reach it easier.
And he was coming up with these words, and it was still blank spaces, but he was like, this word's gonna probably end with something like a T, and... Like, how many words can you tell, or how many words do you know that start with an A, and then there's a vowel, and then the second to last letter is another A? And he's like, that's a trouble spot.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he's, like, having to, like, try and figure out where the trouble spots are going to be before he even starts, and it was cool. But how weird was it? One of the words that he came up with, we're jumping way ahead, but was red top. And it's like a type of topsoil or something like that.
Yeah, he just guessed that was a word.
He's like, I think that's a word.
And then red top, is that a word?
He looked it up and it was in the small dictionary, which is where he like, it means it was common enough to be in the small dictionary.
Yeah, which, that was another thing I learned from this documentary, that there's two different kinds of dictionaries. Small dictionaries, big dictionaries.
Big dictionaries. Some of these guys have big dictionaries.
Yeah, they're just like, they're the big dictionary guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to date him. I hear he's got a big dictionary.
Oh, I see you got it. Yeah, the whole world book collection. That was a different thing.
That was not a dictionary.
No.
We're okay. So, yeah. So he talked about making it. I lost my notes now.
I like, what was the name of the main guy? Max? Merle? Max? Who's the main?
Will Shorts?
Will Shorts. He was reading letters
from
people that write to him, and they're like, this is supposed to be Monday. This is a Thursday question.
Let me see if I can find that.
That was a really good clip.
Yeah. Because he took over, and he kind of like, he changed it up a little
bit. He changed it up. He did a little more pop culture. And his idea.
I love the pop culture. When I'm doing one, and I'm just like, I'm so stuck right now. And then I find like one of them was like, actress Anderson or whatever, and I was like, Pamela
Louis. But he Louis Anderson's gonna be on Bill Maher this week. It's gonna be really weird. Why am I thinking of Louis Anderson so much?
I can't stop thinking of Louis Anderson for some reason. I don't know why.
Is she a great big fat person?
There it is. It's worth it. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Letters to the editor. Pop culture and things like that. And his thinking behind it was, if it's covered in the New York Times, it should be covered in the crossword. Totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Like, it doesn't have to be this academic thing. It's a pop culture thing.
Also, by the way, I did not know that that is what Ken Burns looked like.
Neither did I. I assumed he had a big mustache or something.
He was no offense to Ken Burns, but he was a creepy looking dude.
I definitely thought he looked like who's the guy that looks like the Marlboro Man, or maybe was the Marlboro Man?
The guy from Big Lebowski?
Sam something.
Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott. I assumed he was Sam Elliott.
Do you know that? That's what Ken Burns looked like?
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is him about to read the letters.
I thought I really understood puzzle solvers. It's addressed to Mr. Will Shorts, the smart-ass crossword puzzle hero. This one, last Saturday, was ridiculous. You should be hanged by your cojones for this Monday puzzle. Give me a break. I couldn't solve it, even with the answers in front of me. Dear sir or madam, It's Monday, Mr. Shorts, not Friday.
This is both idiotic and completely unfair. This kvetching thing that's going on, I can't seem to get a grasp on it. Who in the hell ever heard of three letters in a single box? The kvetchers cry, oy vey? I don't get it. How is it used? Is it a northern thing? Frogs hop, sir, but toads do not. They waddled. You have managed to take all the fun out of it. Congratulations. No wonder William F. Buckley stopped doing these puzzles. You are sick, sick, sick indeed. Sincerely. The best part of the week for me is reading the mail. P.S. You're sick, sick, sick. Hearing from the solvers is the best part of the job. You know, you don't do this for the money or for anything else, or those are all secondary things.
He has, like,
the biggest thing is to stretch people's brains, bring joy to their lives.
Some weird transitions in the movie, though. They just did a lot of, like, swipes.
Yeah, well, it's like turning the page.
But it was 2006.
But yeah, that I could see that being, that's like a very New York kibitz, or not kibitz.
Kvetching.
Kvetching.
Kvetch.
Kibitz is a good word, though. That means like to talk and to...
Kibitz?
Yeah.
That's a word?
Yeah. K-I-B-I-T-Z.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There's a guy that comes to my work that says that to, like, he just says that.
Well,
no, like
kibitz isn't like, well, okay, speak informally, chat, but it means... Look on and offer unwelcome advice.
Yeah, well, I think the way that the guy that I know used it was like, yeah, we're going to go down and get a coffee, kibitz, got to do something else. But it sounded cool. Maybe,
you like going down and getting coffee? Well, you know, I mean, it's not good coffee.
No, you should go to Maury's coffee.
Yeah, it's not good coffee, and it's such high prices, too.
The lids, they don't fit.
What am I going to spill coffee all over myself?
It's hot. Good use of soundboard.
we're gonna perfect it one day. I did like so they start off. Actually, like, showing how quickly people can solve, like, the crossword puzzles.
Guy named Al, they show a few times.
Yeah, and they show how fast they do them. And my first note is, these motherfuckers are fast.
Oh, they're fast.
They're fast.
Look at you, motherfucker!
I also enjoyed the opening song, Shadow Stabbing by Cake.
Songs...
That brought me back.
The songs through this whole thing are good.
Yeah. Unlike another movie that we might talk about. I thought it was cool. Will Shorts majored in puzzles.
Yes.
Because of where he went, they were like, major in whatever you want. So he found a word.
It was
it was like the study of puzzles.
Yeah, but what is that? What is a word, like a thing that tricks you?
It was like onomatopoeia?
No, not an idiom. It was a good word. It was a good word for puzzleology.
Yeah. I liked John Stewart being in it. That was cool. His line that was in the trailer, I noted because I thought it was funny. He's like, sometimes if I'm in a hotel room, I will solve a USA Today.
Enigmatology.
Enigmatology.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Did you know that anybody can submit a puzzle for the New York Times?
That was also a fact. But does he have a short list of like his friends, or does he just get...
He gets puzzles in all the time, but I think like once you kind of become in the inner circle, like you're more likely to get picked and stuff.
It's cool. And it's cool that like you could write puzzles and maybe you do a Tuesday puzzle, but like you can also do a hard one and make it a Friday puzzle.
Yeah.
And he can kind of talk with you and be like, hey, give me some easier clues. Let's make this a Monday.
Yeah, I'm gonna change up some of these clues and we're gonna make it a Monday because I think it's more of a Monday.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool that like they're like, okay, so what makes it a Monday puzzle? And he's like, I just think that's a Monday puzzle.
Right.
Like, it's just like in his brain.
Yeah, that's cool.
So when he dies, they're going to be like, what? I don't know what a Monday puzzle is.
Whenever there is that handing off of the baton or whatever, I'm sure there will be a change of like, the people that do it every day will be able to tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll be like, yeah, it's gone downhill since Will Shorts left. and he also changed them for style. But I guess crossword puzzle started in 1913, which I thought was weird too.
So old.
What?
Seems old.
I thought that seemed like early. Like, I thought it
when did newspapers really kick off, though?
Newspapers have been around since like the
Benjamin Franklin days.
Like, well, no, like there was some form of them back in like ever since like the printing press, I would think.
I guess. But I feel like that was like one person would have a newspaper.
That noise really freaked me out.
Yeah. Is it your house?
I don't think so. What were you saying?
I feel like the after the Industrial Revolution of like 1900s is whenever like I don't know, just it seemed like it was more easy to get newspaper. Like everybody would be able to get a newspaper.
Yeah, like once they could like totally like mass produce it and stuff.
So that's what I'm saying. I think once everybody got their own copy of a newspaper, that's when they could put something in there that you would write on. You don't want to get a newspaper and have all the answers in there.
Acta Diurna was the first newspaper published in Rome around 59 BC.
Right. Plus, if you think of those...
In 1605, the first printed weekly newspaper to be published in Antwerp was called Relation.
Ooh. But no, like Benjamin Franklin in National Treasure, he's always writing... He's writing things to in the newspaper.
Right, he's always writing stuff on the back of the Declaration of Independence. Yeah,
exactly.
So
Ben Franklin, he likes crossword puzzles. But no, there was... the cameos, like, the people they had in this were awesome. Honestly, the music was really good. I paused on the credits to just check out the music. I did not write anything down of it. But the Indigo Girls songs were cool in there. Cake was in there. They Might Be Giants was in there. That was cool.
Yeah, no, it had real good, solid tunes.
Before we go any further, because I meant to have this be the first thing we talked about, don't pick movies that we have to spend $4 on.
Okay.
From now on.
I thought I could get it on iTunes.
I thought I could get it anywhere.
I thought it was on iTunes or something, and it was not. So I will try to stick to that. But okay, so let me actually
$4? And if this was a bad movie, I would have been really pissed. But it was actually very good. I really did like it.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. So it follows like some of the players and stuff. And it talks about like the crossword tournament that started in 1978 in Stanford. So it's kind of like the whole movie is kind of about like the type of people that do crossword puzzles, looks at a few of them, like the kind of culture that it's become of like solving crossword puzzles.
One of the puzzle makers says that just looking at how many people he knows that do crossword puzzles, musicians and people that work with math, like computer programmers or things like that, are people that are very good at crossword puzzles. And at least two of the people that go through this documentary follows through, one is a musician and one is a computer programmer type person. So I think there is like a this documentary both shows that there is a type of person that's like really good at puzzles, but there also shows that how many people, just 50 million Americans or whatever, do this every day.
Yeah, like it's definitely become like its own huge.
So it's very popular thing. But then the competition highlights how specifically good these people are.
Yeah. And there's one guy that used to be, I guess, the editor of the New York Times that for like however many years he does the crossword puzzle, and he doesn't compete or anything, but he times himself.
Yeah, he has a whole book of times.
He does it. Yeah. So he sees it.
And he said he was doing it to compare how dementia is setting in, like if he's getting slower.
Real negative Nancy that guy. The Indigo Girls are in it for some reason.
They are. They were a clue in a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, but I guess they also do crossword puzzles. Seemed but their like lead-in was like, how'd it feel to be a clue? And they were like, oh, it's super cool. And then they were like, sometimes we don't let the bandmates like do the crossword puzzle with us.
Yeah, it was weird.
Bill Clinton was cool in it.
Bill Clinton was very cool. And this was like 2006 Bill Clinton, so he wasn't like so old.
yeah. And there wasn't like, oh, like Bill Clinton might have done some weird stuff and like...
Well, they still think he did some weird
stuff. Well, I mean, he did do some weird stuff at that point, and everyone was kind of like, eh. But like, now it's like out again that he was doing like some weird stuff.
Yeah, but now he looks like a vampire, so it sucks.
But he was like... What I thought was cool, though, is he talks about how he uses it to, like, kind of, like, take himself out of, like, and, like, he would use it to relax, like, in the Oval Office and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I do that sometimes. Like, sometimes just if I'm stressed, I'm just like, let me work on the crossword puzzle for a few minutes.
Put your brain to that.
Yeah, because it's almost like the same idea, I guess, behind, like, a fidget spinner. Like, it takes that part of your brain out. So I'm just like, I'm focused on the crossword puzzle. It's almost like meditation.
Yeah, definitely not like a fidget spinner.
Well, no, because the idea of the fidget spinner is supposed to be, like, it gives that other part of your brain that's, like, anxious or something to, like, focus on.
Fidget spinner is way easier than a crossword puzzle.
No, but it's the same principle idea. It's definitely way different, but...
Okay.
I think it's the same. Okay, let's just back up. It's more like meditation. All right, moving on. Okay, so we meet, like, four crossword players... Right? But there's a couple more, one, but like they focus on like four of them. There's the kid.
There's the kid Tyler.
Who is
wearing a Trogdor the Burninator shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Which is from the Homestar Runner website, which is, I had that t-shirt, so pretty, okay. Pretty cool.
There's the girl.
Girl who was a champion at one point.
Who was a champion, who's a little weird, and at one point they just show her spinning a baton in the park.
She's weird.
She's
fully weird.
They interview her in what I think is the Seinfeld diner, because you see it from the outside, and then the inside is totally different. But
it definitely was the outside.
But then she makes a comment about having a boyfriend, and they had to split up, I think, because of the crossword puzzle. And my only mention is, she had a boyfriend?
That was weird. But she almost, like, she was like, my boyfriend, like, put me down. And I was like, what are you the best in the country at? And I was like, you guys seem like a great couple.
Yeah, it just seemed real. It just seemed real toxic from the start, their relationship. It seemed like, yeah, but I feel like he was just like abusive.
Yeah.
And then she was like,
I love my puzzles.
Like, I'm the best in the country at something. And he's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Well, you're the worst sandwich maker. And then he'd hit her like with the rolled up newspaper.
And it would definitely be the crossword puzzle section. Yeah. Right.
She'd just be yelling out answers as he's
and it. Sometimes he would just like go in and like mark her in a box just to throw her off.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
that would be mean. That's how you fuck with crossword.
But you'd have
players.
To do it on both sides to make it symmetrical.
Oh yeah. She's like, wait a minute, someone fucked with this crossword puzzle. It's not symmetrical. And he's like, how did you know that? Okay, so you were pointing at something in the trailer. The black Halloween animal.
Yeah, because
that comes into play.
That's a really good part.
I think if you Google it, probably it'll come up.
I'm sure.
But it is like the most famous and I guess considered like the best, the most clever crossword puzzle in New York Times history.
Election 96,
November 5th, 1996, day after election day. They did it so that the clue was like today's headline or something.
Yeah,
or maybe it was tomorrow's headline,
something like that.
It was tomorrow's headline. So it was election day. And the other answers would fit around. So the answer was either Bob Dole wins or Clinton wins.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So like the clue that they were saying was Halloween animal would be bat, and if you continued solving it that way, it would be Bob Dole wins or Bob Dole elected.
Yeah.
Or if it was cat, it'd be Clinton elected.
Yeah.
That's neat.
That's awesome.
Like, because there had to have been people that thought it was solved with Bob Dole or thought it was solved with Clinton and not.
Because the people were just like, why is the New York Times like calling the election? That's kind of messed up. And they were like, no, we didn't.
Really good.
You could solve it two ways. And then they talked to Bob Dole too. And Bob Dole did not speak in the third person, which I said
about Bob Dole.
Bob Dole does crossword puzzle. Bob Dole.
This is Bob Dole's crossword.
They talked briefly about AI. And I was like, do you think AlphaGo can do a crossword puzzle?
Well, look at that thing that beat Jeopardy. I'm sure it could get these
answers. Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Watson can do a crossword puzzle?
Sure. I mean, it might have to take a couple tries.
Isn't it kind of cheating, though? Like,
because it's just looking up the answers?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because it won't necessarily understand wordplay or something.
Right. So that's what I mean. It might take a couple tries to have to go back and erase some stuff and try it again.
Yeah.
But you're just looking up the answers in your brain.
Good point. But like, okay, so it has to be not connected to the internet?
No, its brain is the internet.
Its brain's not the internet.
Yeah.
No, its brain is its server that is connected to the internet, and then it just goes and looks up the information.
Yeah.
I mean, look, sometimes I look up the answers too.
Oh, don't do that. Don't tell Mark Weiss or whatever his name is.
Where are you getting these names from?
What's his name?
Will Shorts.
Whatever.
It's not like it's a complicated name.
Mark Weiss.
Yeah, who's Mark Weiss?
I went to school with Mark Weiss.
I feel like that's...
Me and Mark Weiss go get coffee. We convinced.
I'm gonna... Okay. And then I said I want to see that documentary. The other guy we meet is Trip Payne, who I remember. As soon as awesome. I saw him, I was like, I remember this guy from the first time I watched this movie.
Awesome dude.
His favorite letter is Q.
Yeah. And he's like, sometimes, usually it's followed with a U, but not always.
Yeah, but not always.
You might get Q-tip.
Yeah. But he's just like, what, like... Who has a favorite letter?
You don't have a favorite letter?
No.
What's your... Well, if you had to say one, like, what would your favorite letter be?
N.
That was his least favorite letter. I think my favorite letter is T.
T?
Yeah, because it starts a lot of words and ends a lot of words. Just a strong-looking letter.
Okay. All right. Actually, you know what? My favorite letter would be P, because sometimes it's silent.
Hmm, that is a fun letter.
And you put it with an H... You get an F sound.
Hey, here's a weird fact for you.
Okay.
You know how, like, on whenever you're trying to make, like, an old pub, you put, like, ye old pub.
Yeah.
That letter, the Y-E, the Y, was actually a letter in a longer alphabet. Like, there used to be more letters than 26 in the alphabet. And that letter made a th sound. So when old-timey people would read that, they would say the old pub, not ye old pub.
Really?
So it's a thing that we made up. Like old-timey, like, oi, let's go down to ye old pub. Would not say that. They would say the old pub. That's cool.
Okay.
You going to fact check me right now?
I mean, I was thinking about it.
You should. I don't remember what the letter's called, but that's the fact of my life.
End of story.
There was a really cool segue.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Can we go back to Trip for a second?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Did I close this out? We're going to have to put a picture of it on here. But when he's talking about his favorite letter...
He's standing next to...
A little intimidating at first, but...
He's got, like, huge dictionaries and stuff.
Huge dictionary.
Huge dictionary. Did not remember him being gay. Yeah. Not that matters.
Got a boyfriend that they kiss.
He's got a boyfriend. They kiss. Totally cool with that.
By the letter Q, but... and some letters are just boring. You know, N is a boring letter, but... Q is, of course, most commonly followed by a U. But there are a lot of exceptions. You have to be careful about that when you're solving, because otherwise you'll end up with the country Qatar or Q-tips or something like that. On the QT. Or an IQ test. But... Q is a very good letter.
Yeah, what's that painting, though, that he's sitting next to?
Is that his dad?
That's what I'm wondering. I was like, was that his, like, does he just have a weird portrait of his dad?
But it cuts to a close-up of it raising his eyebrow, like, drop the Q talk.
Yeah, son, what did I tell you?
My son's a real Q, if you know what I mean.
Thrown down by John. That does seem like something an old man would say, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my son's a real Q. While he's kibitzing with Mark Weiss or whatever his name was.
I think he's going to touch his LMNOP. Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Yeah, I think it's a set, but yeah, it does do a weird close-up. Because the painting does kind of look like Trip.
Trip Payne, crazy name, too.
Yeah, so we should name that Trip Payne because he's a real pain in my, you know what.
He might trip and fall on a QT. That's weird.
Yeah. You know what I had to do this weekend? I had to go to Tripp's house. He had a guy paint me. I don't know why. He said that way he can remember me when I'm dead.
He said, don't remember me. Don't remember me like this. No, there's a really good segue. Just when they're talking about all the different types of people that play or do the crossword puzzle, they say using Merrill on a Tuesday puzzle is like using Barry Bonds in Little League. Like, he's just way too good to be at that level.
Like
Merrill should be working on Friday, Saturday puzzles, not Tuesday puzzles. Yeah, yeah. And then they show a video of Barry Bonds in what looks like he's about to crush a home run, but then strikes out. And then they cut to the pitcher that struck him out, and he's like, I do the crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
I like crossword puzzles.
But he was cool about, like, he's sitting in the dugout, and he's like, this is the classic crossword puzzle stance. And he's, like, hunched over with his back. And he's like, then you get the answer, you flip it out, put it on your knee, write it down, back to the hunched over pose. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, a cool little, like, you could tell he actually did do the puzzle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's the discussion of pen versus pencil.
I think you got to go pen.
I mean, I go electronic, so.
Tyler goes electronic.
I like, I don't know who that is.
He's Trogdor the Burninator.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the young kid.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like a Tyler that we knew. I was like, I don't know Tyler.
He does it with a pen.
I like how Jon Stewart was like, no, I'm doing this one in glue stick. And I was like, that's fucking good, man. That's
funny. He was good in it.
I was like, I miss Jon Stewart.
Well, they showed it in the trailer where he's like, I'll do other crossword puzzles. He's like, I'll do the USA Today. I won't feel good about it.
Yeah,
like, that's funny.
I mentioned that earlier.
Did you?
Yes.
The USA Today thing?
This is the third time you mentioned it. For
real. You only do the negative sounds when I do something wrong.
I don't really have any happy ones. Okay, here. Does that work?
Yeah. What other stuff you got?
So they go to the tournament, which was kind of fun.
It was real
fun.
Brooklyn Castle style. I felt like there were people I was rooting for. It has a little bit less of like story arc as like Brooklyn Castle. Like, I don't really know the people as well but I still cared about if they won or lost and stuff.
Because they don't spend as much time like setting the people up, really.
Yeah,
we learned Tripp's favorite letter.
Learned Al has been to the finals like a lot.
Yes,
they take the final three as the finals, and he's been in third place every time.
Yeah, he always goes. But it's cool because, again, it's kind of like a community and stuff. And they do this thing called American Crossword Idol. Mm-hmm. And there's a duo of old ladies that I guess are doing ripping off Mike Myers because they're like, we're a little verklempt, talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. And everyone's like, ha 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 ha. This is so topical.
I just imagine the dude from that wrote that letter to the Will Shorts.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what are these words?
What does verklempt mean? I'm done with this verklempt stuff.
I get the butter part.
And they're like, calm down, dude. Calm down.
How did you get here?
Dude, relax.
So you're just an asshole.
He's like, what does that mean? I don't know. You mean rectum? You can't put that in a crossword puzzle. Margaret said no to that.
Rectum? I damn near killed him.
I don't get that joke either. I just want a simple crossword puzzle. Cleopatra snake. Three letters, asp.
Asp.
That's all I want.
Ass, of course.
I thought it was cool though. So the main guys think that there was a time issue or something with Tyler, and they're just like, it may cause one of them to lose, but they're just like, hey, we just want to be fair.
It makes
sense. I think there was a time issue and stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
And then they get down to the three.
What spoiler level are we?
I'm not gonna say who the three are. One is very upsetting though, because he makes a mistake.
It wasn't upsetting to me. It wasn't the guy I was rooting for. I was just like,
oh man, like heart. Like,
it was heartbreaking.
Like he's gotta feel like he's gotta feel terrible.
It was
like,
absolutely heartbreaking.
The commentators are funny though.
They were funny.
Yeah,
I think Meryl is one of them.
Yeah, Meryl is one of them. Meryl Streep was there.
She's doing the Julia person. Julia Child.
Oh yeah.
Woo!
You take the letter. And you put it in the box. Have you ever done a crossword puzzle? No, I haven't. No, but I think it looks very fun. Yes. I may try this later. They do a shot though of a guy that has binoculars, which I thought was funny. Like he goes and he's like he's so into this he can't get so close, so he's got binoculars to see what letters they're putting in, and they do work pretty fast. There's a 15 minute limit on it,
and they're wearing sound canceling headphones,
yeah,
or at least headphones with other headphones inside of the headphones, it looked like, so maybe they could listen to music.
Yeah, I think they must have been like listening to music or white noise or something.
They said there's sound in their headphones so that they can't hear anything else.
Yeah,
if they're listening to like while they're doing this crossword puzzle, that's amazing. It's so intense. Yeah, yeah. I would have had a major freak out.
Or they're just listening to like the sound of running water and then they're just like, oh man, I gotta pee. I gotta pee so bad.
Just beach sounds,
just the roar of the ocean.
Yeah, and then just like anything you'd find in the ocean, like just any weird stuff that like you might see.
What do you mean?
Like any weird stuff that you might see in the ocean with your friends. And
like
stuff.
An octopus or a shark or like...
like a big like fish or something.
You're trying to set me up for that again?
No.
Okay.
Oh my god, man, we are seeing some shit we ain't never seen before.
I don't think I have him going into tuna, bro.
Oh my god!
Okay. Anyway. That's really, I liked it though.
I liked it a lot.
It was very good. Yeah. I think
What? Do not spend $4 on this.
No, I mean, like, if it sounds like something from what we've said, something that you might be interested in, it's worth the $4. Like,
I can't believe it's not on Netflix or something.
Yeah, I find that weird too.
It was weird. Okay. I like I said, was really prepared. I almost wasn't going to watch it because I couldn't find the crappy copy on YouTube. I almost was going to be like, Keith, you know what? Didn't watch it because you picked a bad choice. But I did buy it, and it was good. So I felt a lot better about spending $4. If it was like $1?
If it was like $2. What's the most like $2, that you would spend?
Well, obviously $4. But,
yeah, but I mean, like if you wanted to watch this movie again, you couldn't find it anywhere.
Watch it again?
Yeah.
$1.
Dollar?
Yeah.
Would you go to 2? Want to go to $2?
I would go to $2 if Serena was like, I want to watch it.
Okay.
It would have to be $1 a person.
Okay. So if you had like 50 people in a room and they were like, we want to watch it, you'd spend $50 on it, dude. But you'd have to collect $1 from everybody.
Right. Okay. And then I'd actually just pay $4.
Okay. Are you making Serena pay $1?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though your money is communal money?
Yeah. She'd probably have to pay $2 and I'm not going to pay anything because I already saw it.
Okay.
And I did the podcast about it.
Yeah.
And I took the notes.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, they also had another good song that I don't know the name to, but it's been in multiple YouTube videos and things that I've seen that goes da doop diddly dap diddly dap do do. It came on right after They Might Be Giants, and it's a really good song.
Let's try and find it.
How will you find that?
I'm gonna go to IMDb. I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna look at the
credits. It's a really good soundtrack. Song. If you find it, this should be the soundtrack of our show.
Is this it? No, this isn't it.
That's a different wordplay.
Wait, it's a different one?
It's a different wordplay!
That's going to get annoying when we do the next one. There it is.
Wordplay.
Soundtrack is the thing. Yeah,
sure.
I wonder which one it is, though.
Tell me. Give me some words.
Okay, wait, hang on. Let's do it this way. When did it come in? Do you remember? Like, was it towards the end?
It was towards the end. It was after They Might Be Giants. It might have been the beginning of the contest.
See, I don't know.
Like, while they're just, like, answering, like, filling out stuff.
Okay, so it really could be anywhere.
Yeah, give me some of the later ones. Like, I could tell by their names.
Okay, there's If You Don't Come Across.
No. That was a good song. That was like a personal song.
Crossword Papa.
No.
This Must Be the Place.
I don't know.
That's it. It says Naive Melody.
That could be. That sounds like it could be it. Because it's just like a kind of electro beat, kind of electro swing.
No, wait. No.
Electro swing would be how it would.
I don't think that's clear to launch.
That's HBO. That's the genre I would say that fell in. Because
it's
falls
saying
into.
This is like a Talking Heads thing.
Roll up.
No, great song though.
Bath Time in Clerkenwell.
God, who knows?
Can You Find It? Saturday Morning. Don't Come Across. Crossword Puzzle. It Might As Well Be Spring. Closer Fine. Fill It Up Again.
It could be any of those.
Without
dude.
Words.
Okay. It's a really good song, right. Though.
Well, just be on the lookout for it.
Just in our lives. If anybody catches it,
let us know. I liked it. I would recommend it to people. Can we take a short break?
We need to take a break because I gotta find that song.
Okay, you find the song. I'm gonna use the I'll be back. Okay, that's probably
that's the song.
And then it goes from there.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah, and then it just finished from there. All right, that was the song. We're back from break.
Back with your summer hits.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
1913.
Who remembers a little ditty that sounded something like this? No, not. Oh, well.
Absolutely nothing.
let's try this. We're going to see if we can hit the post on it. Boy, I sure hope these guys know where they're going now. It's the Drifters, everybody. Oh no, they start with the words right away. They didn't even give me a lead. All right, well, guys, better wrap. What Superman 3 was supposed to be. See, this whole thing
is trouble. Well, that's trouble.
This is, it's so weird what pops up. Because it's like, I got Vic Fleming singing the If You Don't Come Across song again. What Superman 3 was supposed to be, the most expensive TV flops in history, and then Cheers, Cliff's thoughts on circumcision.
Nice.
All right, next up was your movie, John. Tell us about your movie.
So my movie is called Jiu-Jitsu Versus the World. As we've talked about, I'm sure, a little bit before, I'm into jiu-jitsu. It's something I like to do a lot. It's not the whole title, so we can't do it. Otherwise, it'll be the end of the world.
I know, I do.
Okay, so that's enough of that. It's got a 9.3 on IMDb.
No
Just
way.
So you know.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
That is impossible.
Just so you know. But it's a documentary about... Wow, it's not really a documentary, is it?
It's not, no.
It's more of a commercial.
It is. It is exactly that.
And I didn't watch it before picking it. I watched about 15 minutes.
Okay, it's 74 people rated it, though.
So
this guy talked to all of his friends and was like, hey, guys, can you rate this?
It's probably all the people in the movie. it shows a lot of jujitsu people. That part is actually neat. There were things I enjoyed about it, but it was not necessarily a documentary. It was more of a commercial propaganda type of.
All right. Thing. So should we play the trailer for it?
Yeah.
Because the trailer is going to tell you exactly what the movie is. Oh, nope. I'm playing the actual movie. Don't do that.
This was not my best pick.
This was your worst pick, though. This is not your worst pick. Your worst pick was Ballet 422.
That was bad. This could be. This is actually worse.
This is almost as bad.
This is worse.
Really? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, testing. Coming at you live from New York City. Jiu-jitsu is the triumph of human intelligence over brute strength. It's not a sport. It's not a martial art. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of living. It's a way to improve your life. It's the intelligent art. I always tell people, this is going to change your life.
I have hope.
Okay.
And in a
it's 3 minutes long. We're not watching.
In a similar way to the song that we played at the top of the return from break, and we just went and more of the same. This trailer is just more of the same.
Yeah.
There's those types of sentences spoken. They take a clip of this guy's sentence and then they play the next guy's sentence and the next guy's sentence for an hour and a half. Let me do these things real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Director Dan Lewis. It came out in 2015. It was available on YouTube for free. Keep in mind.
Shots fired. I need a gunshot sound effect.
And
shots fired.
The budget was an estimated $10,000.
Okay. And it shows. This is what I wrote in my notes. Because I had to stop watching it halfway through to go to work. I'm like halfway through, and I feel like they're just repeating the same things. It's like one super long infomercial about jiu-jitsu. They just keep talking about all the benefits, and there's no real story. Would have preferred a jiu-jitsu doc about someone trying for their black belt, or some kind of tournament or something. Per IMDb description, this film aims to be an answer to the question often asked, what is that jiu-jitsu thing that you do? It's like he got tired of answering the question. So he just made a film about it. But I feel like it would have been more effective if it was like 30 minutes. Again, it's like an infomercial that shows all the different types of people that jiu-jitsu can help. And then I wrote, I can't imagine the second half breaking any new ground. And then I will tell you the moment that I tapped out.
Great use of tap out too.
This movie is like filmmaking jiu-jitsu, because it's just like, I want to control you until you tap out.
It's a constant state of what seems like the end of a documentary.
Yes,
it always seems like it's the end,
because there's music going the entire time. Right?
There's music going and just a person going like, and jiu-jitsu without it, my life would never be the same. Ba-na-na-na-na. And then the next guy would come in and be like, it wasn't the same for me without jiu-jitsu.
I assumed it was like they just filmed it all in one location. And he was just like, hey, tell me about the benefits of jiu-jitsu. Talk about problem solving. And then the guy would be like, well, you know, it helps you solve a lot of problems. And then he'd be like, that's great. I'm going to talk about Mark. And then he would walk over to Mark and be like, Mark, tell me about the problems. It was like he would just go around and be like, okay, now we're going to talk about stress.
Oh, you're just as stressful.
Mark, what do you think about stress?
It helps you deal with stress.
Holy shit.
Like, and then once in a while, you get a new person that would pop in, and all of a sudden it'd be like, you know, I was really addicted to drugs, and jiu-jitsu really helped me. I think it could help you too. Call now. And then you're like crying.
Oh, so
Cause, and then it got better because at one point I was watching, all of a sudden a woman was just like, after I survived cancer, and I was like, what? So jujitsu helped you survive cancer? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, because it helped her deal with stress.
Like, it's one of those things, like...
Oh, my gosh.
If I was, like, super drunk and down on myself at 3 a.m. one night, and I was watching this on TV, yes, I might go, I should try jujitsu. Sign up
for jujitsu. That's true. It seemed like it was a big commercial. The fact that it felt like it was constantly wrapping up was weird. There was no beginning, middle, and end. This is what I thought, because I watched the first 15, 20 minutes. Yeah,
because every like, most documentaries, they'll do an interview of a few different people at the beginning.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, jiu-jitsu really helped me, like, it did this, did that. I was in a real dark place, and jiu-jitsu really helped me and stuff, and, like, what jiu-jitsu is about, and then it would, like, go into a story, but it never did.
I thought there would be, like, let's do, like, a couple parts, a history of jiu-jitsu. Like, here's where it started out, what it was like. Doesn't really do that. This is, like, what it is now. Like, maybe get into mixed martial arts and, like, how, like, jiu-jitsu is a huge part of, like, the UFC.
Doesn't do that.
It did not do that.
And I thought this movie was made in, like, 2006, but it's, like, yeah, UFC was around.
Yeah. The thing that's cool, there are things that I liked about it because I'm, like, I know that person. I've listened to podcasts with that person. I watched this person on YouTube. Like, so there was just cool there are people that I recognized.
Yeah.
There's a guy in there, Eddie Bravo, who's a big friends with Joe Rogan. He's on Joe Rogan's podcast all the time. He's a really cool dude.
Who was the guy that was doing the thing with the mouthpiece? Do you know that guy?
No, I don't know.
They seem to talk to him a lot. And under his gi, he was wearing a Star Trek uniform.
Well, that's... Having a cool rash guard is a thing in jiu-jitsu. People have Dragon Ball Z ones, a lot of superhero ones.
Okay.
I don't wear one. I just go bare shirt.
Okay.
Bare chest, not bare shirt. Okay. But
what's a rash guard?
A rash guard's like, so jiu-jitsu and what they basically showed in 90% of the jiu-jitsu in the documentary or in the commercial is wears the gi. So wears like a big karate-looking jacket and karate pants. A lot of people don't, or some people don't like doing those anymore because they think it's unrealistic, even though it probably isn't. But they'll just do what's called no-gi, which is more like what UFC is. But so you don't get like brush burns all over your body and stuff. You wear like a rash guard, which is basically like a wetsuit almost.
Okay.
Like what that guy was wearing underneath his thing. So
almost like Under Armour almost?
Pretty much Under Armour.
Okay.
You know, you get a lot of cool designs that are like your school will probably sell individualized ones that has their branding on it and all that different stuff. But a lot of people will wear like Spider-Man ones and Dragon Ball Z ones or like ones with electricity on it. Like, so you can like get your own like little personal thing to it.
Okay. But you choose not to do that.
I don't. I like the gi compared to the no gi classes.
Okay. Look at you, motherfucker!
No gi is, I've only done it once. It's a little more free flowing because you don't get caught up in like as much fabric.
But like, are you just wearing like, you shirtless?
Under the jacket, yeah.
No, but I mean, if you're going no gi.
Oh, if you're going no gi, you could go shirtless. I would suggest going the rash guard just so you're not shirtless. Okay,
but you've gone no-gi before, you said?
Yeah, but I have like a tight compression shirt. Like,
okay,
shirt
so
like
you're that. Wearing something.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. But now the difference would be that in gi, you can grab people's jackets and lapels and stuff like that. I have some bruising on my neck. I can't tell. I don't know if you can see it, but it makes me look pretty cool. But you can grab things like that, where in no-gi, you can't grab clothing and stuff. So it's just more, you have to not grab onto clothes.
Okay.
It's just different stuff. But there's just, I mean, there are people in it that I liked. That was cool. I have some interesting moments, but other than that, not much. Did you see the guy that did the mouth guard, the guy you liked, pulled down a puppet? He pulled down a puppet from a top shelf in his garage.
Oh, yeah.
Have we had weird puppet moments in documentaries? I feel like there was another one that had a puppet pop up.
I've seen a weird puppet documentary.
Oh, I don't want to watch it. But it was just, that was a weird moment. It's not good. This is not a good movie. I would not recommend it.
No.
There are other jiu-jitsu documentaries that are better. There's one called Choke that's about Hicks and Gracie. It's really good. The reason I found this was because people were talking about jiu-jitsu documentaries in like a Reddit forum or something. And this one got like the most upvotes. So I thought it'd be good. it's not. It was not good. I would not watch this.
I was really curious because I thought we were going to have two very different opinions.
No, this was a bad movie.
But apparently my impression was spot on for you.
This is a really bad
movie. Because, like, I thought, well, maybe it's just because I'm not into it at all.
I'm sure I liked it more than you, but not in any movie-liking type of way.
Yeah, like, I mean, I just thought it was awful. Like, the lighting is terrible. It looks like it's local access. Like I said, there's no story. I forgot in my impression the couple, like, they're like, you can find love in jiu-jitsu too. And they're just like, all right, I get it. There's a lot of benefits, guys.
Oh, that's true.
And then they, like, lightly brush over the one guy who was like, yeah, I messed up my finger one time. And, like, I got to tape it because if not, sometimes it just goes, whoops.
Yeah. And that guy does a YouTube and he's very engaging and cool and he swears a lot. Like, all these people that had interviews are big people in jiu-jitsu.
So I think part of the problem is I looked this guy up, this Dan Lewis guy. This is the only thing he's done. Although they say he did, like, a documentary or something called Roll, but I couldn't find it.
That's also on YouTube.
Okay. I couldn't find any reference to it.
It, like, started auto-playing or something, and I was like, no more jiu-jitsu documentaries, and stopped it.
But, like, he's a jiu-jitsu guy.
Right.
So I think the better movie would have been, like, somebody like me being, like, I want to learn about, like, what jiu-jitsu is, and, like, I go and I interview people and, like, learn about it.
Right.
I think that's, like, the better documentary instead of just a guy being like, I'm tired of telling people what jiu-jitsu is, so I'm going to make a movie about it and share it with the world.
It really wasn't good. I really feel bad. I did bad. I did a bad thing.
Yeah, you were not, no.
But, like, all I could have said, if you have any interest in jiu-jitsu, all of the people that are in this movie all have YouTubes, and they're all better than this. There's their YouTube channel. Spend an hour watching their YouTube channel. Don't spend an hour watching this.
Yeah. Okay. And they have that one guy, DJ Ripmatic.
Something like that.
He's just an okay DJ.
It was a little sloppy.
It was not that.
I can't remember what song it was, but it was like, it takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make a thing go right. It was just off.
Well, let me see if I can find it. I'll mute that. But, because I know it was in the first 50 minutes.
Right, that's true.
At the 50-minute mark. So here's what happened. I watched 45 minutes of it, then I had to go to work. I came back. I was like, all right, let me finish. I got 45 minutes to go. Oh, here's him. And they play this thing in the background that's like, you're like, oh, this isn't, like, bad music.
When I first went there, you know, it was like, I was kind of, like, intimidated still, too. To tell you the truth, I was scared just because, you know, I've heard stories about if you go.
So, like, I was like, okay, I'll finish watching. I got 5 more minutes in, and then I was like, nope, I'm out. I'm done. I can't do it. And I was like, it's late. I got other things I got to do with my life, and then watch the rest of this because they keep repeating the same
thing. Yeah, it was a bad call. Is he about to do it? I think it was a little bit before.
Here.
That's the song.
Yeah. Actually, this is a good analogy for this thing because he's just repeating the same lyric, and all they did. Hey, Mark, what do you think of the DJ thing?
Hey, do you want to rock right now?
Let me go talk to Steve.
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 Steve, I hope you're watching, buddy.
No, I don't, Steve. You should not be watching this. This thing sucked.
It sucked. They talk about it for a little bit because just, like, vicariously through the people talking, they talk about the Gracie family, who's a huge thing in jiu-jitsu. They basically started jiu-jitsu. But there's a big portion of the Gracie family that's not in this. Actually, Henzo Gracie's the only Gracie that's in this movie. And I feel like maybe the guy that made it or, like, the people that he likes aren't friends with the rest of the Gracies, maybe, because having a jiu-jitsu documentary and not having more than half of the people you talk to be Gracies makes no sense.
Okay. See, I don't follow that.
I know.
But I follow it as, like, a premise.
It'd be like, and I can't think of a good example, but it'd be like having a Beatles documentary and only be about Ringo or something.
Okay. I was going to say, it'd be like making a movie
about mediocre movies and not including the Baldwins?
Sure. It'd be making like the next Avengers, but like it's only like Captain Marvel and Vision. Okay. And you're like, where's Iron Man and like all the people I know? And like, that's what not having the Gracies in this documentary is like. And the Gracies do a great job of, because they're the people that spread jujitsu through the world and like started UFCs and like that, they do a great job of explaining what jujitsu is and why it's good.
Yeah.
But
because they never actually really even explain what it is. They're just like control. Yeah. And they're just like, it's all about control. And then they go, you get good at like breaking people's limbs and protecting the people you love. Can you, John, do you think that you can use jujitsu to protect your wife? Like, if you guys are walking down the street, you go to the movies, you don't have a kid, so it's not a Batman situation, but guy comes out and is like, give me all your money. Like, can you use
jujitsu? If he has a gun or a knife, then I just suck his dick. I just do whatever he says. Okay. But if there was an actual fight...
That's not what I was asking, but thanks for letting me know.
I think the thing... And I'm not good at jujitsu, but I think it... They talk about like being like uncomfortable and things like that. It definitely makes you more comfortable with like bad things happening. Okay. Like you can be in a bad situation, like you can be getting beat up and be like, okay, chill out. Like what's happening? Like what's the next move from this part?
Yeah.
And I think that would help.
And I think like there's the cop in there that's like, he was like, I was off duty and I went and I helped this guy. And then like he started freaking out and the paramedics were trying to calm him down. So I did like this move and I pinned his arm and then I was like, guys, like I got this arm. It's not going nowhere. You get that other arm. We're good. And like that to me makes sense.
It sounded cool. But then they showed the video and there was like 18 guys holding him down. I was like, you'll get it. You guys are winning.
Yeah, it'll happen. Just give it time. Let me show you the moment.
That's Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo, one of the best of all time.
Okay, it's coming up. That's the moment I said, fuck
down
this.
Here, this corner, we get it.
Is when they do this whole montage, and then it's just like waves, and then a plane, and I'm just like, I'm done. This is, I can't.
The fact that they didn't talk about UFC, because it was a jiu-jitsu commercial, it wasn't a UFC commercial.
Well, yeah.
They didn't talk about that stuff, so it kind of makes sense. But they didn't do, like you said, any documentary stuff where it was like, this is my first day in class, and like... Like, the filmmaker should have, because he's a jiu-jitsu guy, maybe it wouldn't have worked, but it would have been cool to have, like, you walk into the first day of class and, like, get beat up or something, or, like, you just have more of an explanation of what actually happens.
Yeah.
Instead of just positive messages the whole time.
Or, yeah, like, follow somebody who's, like, new to it, follow somebody who's going for, like, that purple belt, with it, which they said was really hard.
Yeah.
And then, like, somebody who's, like,
like you said, a competition.
Something. Or even, like, just, like, three little storylines about, like, where people are at and their different ways and stuff. Or, like, some about, like, their personal life. Because they're like, oh, man, I'm going through some stuff. Like, I would have followed that guy who was, like, a former drug addict and stuff. And, like, know more about his backstory and, like, his recovery on the outside. And then show how jiu-jitsu, like... helps his recovery maybe and stuff
and
like that.
Like there was that Mexican dude that was like building a motorcycle and he was talking about like, if you get beat up in the streets, you have to like go back with a gun and kill them. He's like, but I got beat up in jiu-jitsu and I had to like shake his hand at the end. And it was like, it made me a better person. I was like, cool. And then everyone else said the same thing for the next hour and a half. Yes.
It's like, and also no, like very rarely was there an interview outside of like the jiu-jitsu like center or whatever
dojo
gi.
I don't know if I have anything else even that's cool in here. There's like I said, there's cool things, but you have to almost know it. Gary Tonin was a guy that showed up in here. He's one of the best jiu-jitsu guys in the world right now. He just fought in his first mixed martial art fight, which would have happened after this documentary. He won by knockout, which is great for the jiu-jitsu world. It shows that like our jiu-jitsu people are super tough. That's awesome. But nothing I could right now, for the rest of this podcast, just talk about cool stuff in jiu-jitsu, and it'll be better than this documentary. This is a bad documentary. Don't watch it.
I also wrote, this is what would happen if Tommy Wiseau made documentaries. Because I started to try and watch The Room. I'd never seen it. And I started to try and watch it, and I got so uncomfortable.
The best way to watch it is just on YouTube and just watch the best parts of it. Like, just watch a 10-minute
I may have already basically seen that then. Because I started watching it and like it's so uncomfortable and like have you actually watched it?
No, I've only watched the YouTube.
So like I started watching like and then there like he comes in and there's a
weird
girl
sex scenes.
And then there's like the weird sex scene, but right before the weird sex scene, like
there's like a boy.
Yeah, the boy shows up and there's like a weird pillow fight, and then the sex scene goes on a really long time. And then the girl's mom comes over and they're talking. And she's like, I really think you should marry that guy. And then, and she was like, Mom, stop kibitzing. And then,
what are you saying?
But, honey, I don't understand this movie. They said kibitzing and also it sucks. And then she calls the guy's best friend is like, you want to come over? And then, like, they have sex on, like, a spiral staircase. And I'm like, that just seems uncomfortable.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah. And the guy's like, I don't want to. And then they do. And then I just started to feel bad for the girl, like, the actual actress. Because she was probably like, oh, it's like a real Hollywood movie that I'm doing. And then she's like, this is not what I wanted.
Did you watch The Disaster Artist?
No, because I want to watch the movie first.
Really good. You should. You should have an idea of the room before you watch The Disaster Artist. But The Disaster Artist is really good.
Yeah.
Like, amazingly good. And the end credits, they compare like scenes side by side and they're perfect. Like it's really, cause it's so over the top that you're like, this is fake. But when you see them side by side, it's not, it's just, it's really good.
Yeah.
Watch The Disaster Artist.
I will.
It's a better documentary than this was.
The Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I hate tapping out on movies and then, I got to the plane and I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
There's so many good jujitsu things to watch that you shouldn't watch this bad thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot, like literally the Gracies. If you type in the Gracies, jujitsu breakdowns, all of those things will make you, it's just better. They just explain
like
things.
Like Gracie.
Yeah. Yeah, just type, even on just on YouTube.
I just type everything into there.
There's the two brothers that run that Gracie Academy, it's the first thing that popped up. Their name is, all of their names start with the letter R, which is just like a Brazilian thing, even though it's pronounced with an H sound. But their name is
Jiu-Jitsu 101, the basics.
Sounds great. Their names are Henner and Hiran. And I trained with Hiran, no big deal. But
It's not a big deal to me. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
But they do such a good job of explaining jiu-jitsu, and they just do. They're really great ambassadors for the sport. But in the same way that in the last documentary Wordplay, they talked about how like musicians or math people are people that seem to trend towards this or do well in it. And they mentioned it for a little bit, but like in my school, there's a bunch of there are a lot of lawyers and there's a lot of like just business people like that. There's a lot of police officers. There's a lot of ex-military people. And like they didn't get into like, it seems like there are themes that happen through jiu-jitsu, like just the type of people that do it and just different stuff like that. And they didn't, it wasn't a documentary. This was a commercial, and it, like you said, if it was a late night thing and you watched it, you might be like, I should do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
But if the point of it was not to be a documentary, so I can't say that it did it bad because it wasn't trying to be a documentary. This wasn't a documentary in any way.
Are you sure that they weren't trying to do a documentary?
If they would have, they would have done some history or some...
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm saying, did they... Are we sure that they didn't actually try to make a documentary?
I don't think so. I think they tried to make a commercial.
Because I think they tried to make a documentary and just made a commercial.
Maybe. But I feel like maybe the dude that asked the questions did so bad that the editor just had to make it look like this. He was like, I can at least make it a commercial. Because you didn't ask any good questions.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I hated this. I didn't even want to talk about it.
I was excited to talk about it because I was like, oh, we could make fun of it.
I felt really bad.
I don't understand how it has a 9.4 on IMDb.
People love jiu-jitsu.
But it's only 74 people, so I feel like anybody that had anything to do with this movie just went on and read it.
They all searched their name and then clicked it. I don't know. Jiu-jitsu is such a cool thing. I love doing it. I did it yesterday. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But you don't need to watch this.
Yeah.
Just go get jiu-jitsu. Just go do it.
I don't...
You get your first class for free.
Okay. I'm not going to do jiu-jitsu.
Go do it. Go do it.
I might do something else.
Do jiu-jitsu.
Can we do kickboxing?
They do. They just started a kickboxing class. A lot of women take it, but...
Okay.
Still good.
Hot women? No. I'm going to say no. With that face, I'm going to say no. No, I would do like some kind of... Consider doing some kind of physical activity. I don't feel like I want to do jiu-jitsu, though.
Jiu-jitsu's fun.
You like it, and that's awesome. I'm glad that you like it. I'm just saying I don't think I want to do it.
Okay.
And this infomercial did not help at all.
But it pushed you a little bit for a second. You thought about it.
No, I thought about it for 0 seconds.
You're like, all right, these guys are pretty positive.
No, I was like, these guys are unentertaining and boring. These are the people that I would talk to in the class. I don't want to.
There is a guy that is now a black belt on YouTube that does a lot of like, how do you do this move? And he's the guy that has a lot of popular videos that does it. And he was either a brown belt or a purple belt or something in this, and now he's a black belt. So that was neat.
Well, yeah, and you know that. Like, yeah, you found more little neat things, and I was just like, what are we watching?
But they didn't talk about, like, the belts. Like, there's great YouTube videos of explaining, like, what it takes to go from white belt to blue belt and what is the difference between a blue belt and a purple belt and stuff. And that didn't come through.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, I mean, you get a purple belt, like... You know, there's no more moves to learn, so you just gotta, you know, do some other stuff. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
But, like, there are YouTube videos of specifically those that are just really good. Like, and they get the message across in 16 minutes.
Yeah. So, like, I like documentaries where I also learn something about something. And that's kind of what I was hoping this would be. So then when you talk about...
That's what I was hoping it would be, too.
When you talk about it more, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I get that. Oh, that's kind of cool, like... And maybe I would actually walk around away being like, okay, yeah. But I just walked away being like, I know nothing about it. Except I just watched a bunch of guys roll around on the floor. And everybody told me it was really cool. And then I was like, I don't want to get my finger broken.
See, it almost had the opposite effect of what they were like. People were like, what is jiu-jitsu? But they didn't say it. They didn't show it.
No, it's not people asking what jiu-jitsu is. It's saying, what is that jiu-jitsu thing that you're doing?
Well, they should have answered that question much more clearly.
Yeah. And been like, this is it. It started back this time.
Yeah.
You know, like, Go, we got the history of Go a little bit. And, like, how players are ranked and how you get from one level to the next. And
Go
like,
was so good.
All this stuff. And then, like, this, we're just like,
it was really bad. I wish I didn't pick it. I felt really bad about it. Because I knew that it was bad because I kept checking when it was going to be done, like every like 10 minutes.
Yeah, John thought it was bad.
I really thought I was going to like
it a lot.
So
hang on. Okay, so I was bored the other day. So I wrote down all the, because I was trying to pick the next one.
Yeah.
And then, so I wrote down all the ones that we've done. Like, this is how many we've done.
Bo knows.
That's a lot. What are the worst ones that we've done?
Creep Behind the Camera was an early one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's hold on. Make a little marks on here as we're talking about. Yeah, Creep Behind the Camera. That was episode 4. That's a big down arrow there. That was my pick, right?
That was your pick.
But I did turn you on to Resurrect Dead, Mystery of Torn B Tiles.
One of my favorites of all time.
Which was really good. That one's really good.
Are we just going? Are we going through the whole list right now?
No, no, no. I just want to.
Because I mean, we keep talking about we haven't done the painting one, the Vermeer, Tim's Vermeer.
Well, we did that on. Yeah, we did that on.
That is such a good documentary.
That Tim Vermeer is really good.
But Honest Liar is still one of my favorites of all time.
Honest Liar is real good. I liked the Exporting Raymond was pretty good.
Yeah, that was fun.
Finding Vivian Mayer was great.
That was a very good one.
Psalm was really good. Wrecking Crew was decent.
See, I feel like I was coming with some heat at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I've been trying to go different.
Iris.
I liked it more than you.
It was okay.
It wasn't great. The Jinx, obviously amazing.
Yeah. Institute. That was your pick, right? Yes. Institute, I was thinking about the other day.
As a good thing?
Yeah.
It was
okay,
a good...
Okay, here's what I was thinking about. I was trying to think of how can we do, like, a real life, like... No, how can we create, like, a game, like, on... because I've been listening to the, I was telling you about, but I'll tell everybody else about it. I was listening to this podcast, the What If podcast, and they talk about like weird shit, basically.
Yeah.
And there was one about I'm going back into the back catalog now, and they're talking about the guy Bruno in Brazil who like disappeared, and he left like 14 coded books in his house. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Nope.
All
I know is Bruno is like that gay character from Sacha Baron Cohen.
This is like Hoax Hunter or something, but
this is an ad for.
I'll turn this off. And then they're talking about like a guy on like Reddit or Twitter or something, like got this weird message, like voicemail on his phone, and it and they like spelled something out, and it was like it was a real weird message that was like SOS, stay where you are, don't trust them, they're not human or something like that. And he was like, what the hell is that? And I was just like, I want to set up like a game. And I was thinking about the Institute, where it's like, because like now we could do a whole bunch of other stuff.
It's like in the Matrix when he gets a call and he's like, stay down.
And and set up like Twitter stuff. And like, okay, so this guy disappeared. And I guess, so he had like a statue in his room, and there was all this stuff there. And like he had these books that were written in code.
Kind of a national treasure type, leaving clues behind.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this guy too with that, and I was just like, and then there's like a weird painting of him with an alien and stuff like that, and they end up thinking like it's kind of just a big hoax because it's like, he ended up like getting the books published or something, or like other books published or something, but yeah, like everything was out of his bedroom, and like all of a sudden he just disappeared, and his parents went into his bedroom, and this is what they found.
Okay.
So that's what, like, I was thinking about, like, all that stuff, and I was like, how good would that, like, we can just, like, clearly it'll be a hoax, but also kind of be a game, because, like, there are people on there that'll go into it and, like, research it, and then you take them down, like, different rabbit holes and stuff, and, like, we never say it's, like, a real thing, it's, like, just a game, and see how far people will
well, that's, take like, what, it and stuff that, like that. That Institute was so fun, because even people that were, I can't quite remember, but there were some people that seemed like players, but were actually actors. Like, that I think weren't quite real.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fun.
I was thinking about that, like, I gotta watch that again.
That was really fun. And I've been thinking of, because my new thing, and I kind of mentioned it to you about words that don't have English equivalents, like je ne sais quoi and things like that, like things that are lost in translation.
Yeah.
There's, the word they use is nonchalance, which is a real word.
Yeah.
But it's like a word that they kind of like invented to mean this new thing or this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm really into words right now. I'm deep into words. So I think of nonchalance every once in a while.
I'm trying to. Do we like We Are Legion?
No, I liked it because it reminded me of high school.
That's right. But that one wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
Rats made me uncomfortable.
Rats was bad. Rats wasn't a good documentary, but it had that great character, that guy, that like cop. He's like, sometimes you got to kill the rats and they get smart.
Yeah. Last Man on the Moon was okay. Magicians was okay. Metallica's Some Kind of Monster was real good. Bodyguards was terrible.
Bodyguards was bad.
That's Counterpunch was good.
Counterpunch I liked.
Ballet 422 was bad.
But Counterpunch followed that same Brooklyn Castle, which I didn't see on the list, but was a great
Brooklyn
one.
Brooklyn Castle.
Where they just pick four people, do a really good job of explaining their stories.
Yeah.
Like any of those are good.
Again, we're all trying to achieve something. Drunkstone Brilliant Dead, I did not care for.
Oh, I didn't like that one either.
You didn't like that one either? Yeah.
AlphaGo was good. What was the Queen of Versailles was good, and Betting on Zero was good.
Yeah. So, I mean, mostly we're picking some good ones here.
I'm going for, I'm picking one that I will be good.
I've picked at least two bad ones. You've picked like, well, now four bad ones.
Yours, if we compare them show to show, I think in the early days you've picked bad ones. You picked boring ones.
Yeah.
I think recently I've made a switch to trying to be like, I'm going to turn these folks onto something cool, and it hasn't worked.
And then, at some point it's just kind of, well, I'm trying to think of which ones. I picked I'm Chris Farley and Red Army. Red Army was good.
Red Army was good. What was the...
Downloaded was okay.
Is that a dark web one or something?
No, well, kind of. That was like about Napster and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one wasn't bad.
What was the one I was thinking of?
Dang. And Wrecking Crew was interesting. Creep Behind the Camera, good. Though, yeah, it was
Restrepo
bad.
Restrepo was good.
Anytown USA was...
The 30 for 30s were good.
Yeah.
Those are always fun. Team Foxcatcher was okay. Finders Keepers? Was that one we watched? Oh, Brothers Keeper.
Brothers Keepers.
Did we watch Finders Keepers?
I don't know what that is.
Wasn't it like a guy finds a foot in the dumpster?
No, I think we talked about it, though. I've watched it.
I haven't watched it. Catfish in the Hall of Fame.
I think most of them we've been pretty good with.
What's this battle for Enema? Was it Best of Emma?
Best of Enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Best of Enemas?
Best of Enemas 6. Sorry, Stormy Daniels.
Oh. All right. Maybe we should do like a best ones we've watched.
Like a show?
Well, like just like a mini something or something, just to let people know, like,
these are the cream of the crop.
These are the best ones that you should be watching.
Creme de la creme.
All right. Do you have your pick for next episode?
Yeah, no, you were thinking between four of them.
I had four, and then I thought of a fifth one. So you go first, and I'm going
to
pull an
audible. I'm going to pick a free movie, relatively free. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Been talked about a lot on podcasts and things like that I listen to. It's something I wanted to watch. It's been on my list for a long time, and I believe it just won the Oscar for Best Documentary. Icarus, the drug doping documentary. It's another sporty one.
Okay.
But a lot of Russian connections, a lot of stuff like that. And like I said, I'm pretty sure it won the Oscar. I can't remember.
I think it did.
Okay. Well, then that's my pick. I think it did.
Okay, so your pick is Icarus.
Does that sway your pick, or do you have a whole new thing?
Well, it has to be one that you don't have to pay $4 for.
I would really
right. Do you have Hulu? Can you get someone Hulu?
Yeah.
All right. We've been teasing it for a long time. Deep Web.
Wow, I didn't even remember it was on Hulu.
It was on Netflix, and then it switched to Hulu.
Okay.
So it's on Hulu, Deep Web.
Do we have a connection to the documentaries we just did today? Because I'm trying to already connect those two.
Did we?
What wordplay and jujitsu? Wordplay.
I muted. I'll fix it post.
They both have competitive people.
Problem solving. They're both good on problem solving.
Stress
and problem solving. They both helped with.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
All right, so Icarus and Deep Web, we'll have to find a connection for on the next one.
Russia, probably, man.
That's what I was thinking.
See, I was thinking about, because I'm going into that, like, what if podcast thing, there was an alien, like, related one I was thinking about going with. Okay. There was another one that I think was actually nominated for an Oscar that I thought about going with, but then I was like, that's too obvious.
Flat Earth.
Flat Earth?
No, but I think that should be your next pick. There's a lot of YouTube documentaries out there.
About Flat Earth?
Yeah. Nah, okay, they're not good. Let's go Deep Web. They're dumb.
We'll go Deep Web.
They're so stupid.
Yeah, Deep Web.
Cool. Made by Bill S. Preston?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had to think of which one it was.
Hey, also follow up on the Herbalife guy.
Oh, yeah.
They sold their shares of Herbalife stuff. They're done with it. They quit. Like, they're done with, like, they're
done trying to short it.
The short is over. They lost. They did make $100 million on about 6 months with Nike stocks, though.
Okay.
Weird.
So they just gave up on trying to short it.
Yeah, they said it's over. It's gone up in price, I think.
Do they still think it's a scam, though?
It's definitely a scam, yeah. But it's gone up in price.
Actually, you know what? That was a thought that I had while I was watching Jiu-Jitsu. Oh,
it's definitely a scam.
I was like, this feels like an infomercial, and the way they talk about it feels like the guy standing up being like, you're going to make so much money at Herbalife.
It's only good.
He's like, you're going to solve so many problems and feel so less stress with Jiu-Jitsu. Come on down. You can get into the elite jiu-jitsu grapple roll club and you'll just make all this money. And I was like, this just feels like a scam. Oh yeah, man. I've lost so much money on Bitcoin. Not so much.
You're rock and rolling on Bitcoin?
Yeah, I invested $200.
That's cool.
I'm probably down to like $80
now. When did you invest?
I don't remember.
Like, was it? It was when it was like really high. Like the, because I feel like it came down recently.
Oh, it's come down a lot.
Then now would be the time. Not when it was high.
No, it had like, it was after like the first big drop that it had. And I, because people were like, oh, now's the time to cash out. And everybody cashed out. So it went down a bunch. Mm. So I got in then, and then it has continued to go down.
Mm. Well, you know what? I don't even understand it. I like it, but I don't understand it.
So, well, I don't really understand it either. But I was like, let me just invest.
I'm about to check your blockchain.
And I gotta see. And then they send me like a secret code.
But do you remember the guy? I can't remember his name, but the Herbalife guy that was, he was trying for the short. He had an enemy in like last name. His guy, his name was Eichen, like John Eichen or whatever.
I've lost $120.
They've of the 200.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah, it's real bad.
They've made up and they are now friends in the investing world.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They're like besties and stuff.
I don't know about that, but maybe they made a deal together.
Okay.
Q. I feel like he talks like Raymond.
Q's really my favorite letter.
It's like, oh, Q. Oh, I got a big brother. My brother's so tall.
Everybody loves Raymond. Q's my favorite letter.
Oh, Q-tip. Got an IQ test.
Guitar.
Guitar. It's my favorite instrument.
Terrible.
My dad sent me to get music lessons. I said I want to get lessons on the guitar.
So he sent me to the Middle East.
I said, oh, I just wanted to go to the Upper East Side.
To learn guitar.
So dumb. Dude, you're crying. I was dying with that jiu-jitsu stuff.
That was a fun bit.
That was so funny. But now you, like, I want someone to watch it so that that's as funny for them as it was for me.
Yeah, watch, like, honestly, if you want to learn a little bit about jiu-jitsu, watch, like, 10 minutes of it and be like, oh, okay, like, this is why people do it. And then,
but there's
like,
so,
go on with the rest of your day.
Yeah, it's just, it's so much more engaging, like, as a thing than they made it in there. It's different.
Yeah. All right, that's it for the documentary show. I'm Keith Bodela.
And I'm John Oldfield.
Thank you for listening.
Again.